This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that there was confusion over just what was in the sky before a deadly drone strike on American troops in Jordan this weekend. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The officials say initial accounts suggest the enemy drone may have been confused with an American drone in the air at the same time. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone. The attack killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens of others.
The president and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says they will do whatever is necessary to protect American troops, a day after President Biden said the U.S. shall respond. Though his administration believes Iran was behind the strike, the White House says it's not looking for war with Tehran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House said on Monday negotiations aimed at reaching a new deal with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on the release of Gaza hostages is still a work in progress.
Those discussions are ongoing. We believe they have been constructive and are moving in a good direction. Don't want to sound sanguine here. There's a lot of work left to be done.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby also said Washington is trying a humanitarian pause in the fighting in Gaza of sufficient duration that will allow a large number of hostages to be freed. Israel's military said on Monday it will keep pressure on the city of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, which for weeks has been the focus of Israel's offensive, and said it has killed more than 2,000 Palestinian militants there. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the military spokesperson, claimed Israeli forces have so far dismantled two of four Hamas battalions around the densely populated city. He said, in all, Khan Yunis, we will have eliminated more than 2,000 terrorists above and beneath the ground. In addition, we destroyed significant underground infrastructure in which we found facilities for holding hostages.